Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Starflower, and as I welcome you into today to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, I want to first acknowledge and thank our wonderful listeners for joining us and for your encouragement and support and for contributing your own positivity to this program and to the world. And so, on our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing, we share information and inspirations, as well as tips and techniques for helping you be the architect of your own healing and transformation. And I want to remind everyone that, as always, the intent on this program is only to offer information of a general nature. Nothing herein should be taken as medical, nor as personal advice, nor as a diagnosis or a prescription in any form. You are eternally encouraged to make the autonomous and self-directed choices that are best suited to you in your quest for well-being. Okay, so let's get right into some sacred healing information. And today, I'll be talking about realigning to our true worth. And this, realigning to our true worth, along with self-forgiveness, might be some of the tallest orders for so many. For some, accepting themselves fully, accepting their sacred worth, might be quite a challenge, as so many of us tend to be toughest on ourselves. I know I am. And accepting our true worth is not about vanity or arrogance. It is not about smugness or conceit. Actually, when we align to our true self-worth, when we align to our sacred selves, we actually are simultaneously content with who we truly are, and we are humble in that knowing, because part of accepting who we truly are includes a greater understanding of who we all are. So, where do we start in realigning to our true worth? How do we return to finding and accepting and living our highest worth? To be in accord with our true worth and all the benefits that brings? Well, perhaps it can depend on why we are each not living in our highest worth already. For some, we could be limiting ourselves due to lack of self-forgiveness. For others, it could be unassuming self-effacement, a simple belief that we are something less than who we truly are. So, knowing that lack of self-forgiveness is a great barrier for so many, let me address that first, then we'll return and pick up everyone else. So, self-forgiveness, that can be a tough one. But we are fully supported by the higher levels in transcending this at this time. We are, from the higher realms, encouraged to forgive ourselves. We are encouraged to move past unforgiveness in all its forms. Unforgiveness of others, unforgiveness of ourselves, it all holds us back from our highest potential. And holding ourselves back does not help us, and it does not help the collective. We are therefore encouraged to find a way to move past all unforgiveness. So, how do we do that? Well, let's talk this through. And I've talked a bit about forgiving others, because hurts and resentments we carry toward others just weigh us down. They hold us back. And fortunately, it seems that on the whole, we are doing a much better job of forgiving others. We are really beginning to understand that those that have made mistakes and missteps, or conceivably just maybe adolescent in some respects, not yet in their full wisdom, or injured in some way themselves, or in disharmony, perhaps in pain, perhaps lost, perhaps uninformed, perhaps they were overwhelmed and distressed and distraught at how they themselves were treated in the previous time. And in their pain and confusion, they just cycled it forward. Or perhaps some of you at a higher level to take on the repercussions that can come with arranging to participate in our group. Forgiveness of others and ourselves rests on understanding the challenges of being human, of understanding the trials we all face. I mean, let me take this to the animal realm for just a moment. If a dog is in pain or afraid, and their instinct is to bite, what do? We forgive, of course. We understand that dogs are following their instincts to protect themselves if they feel threatened. And domesticated dogs generally only bite if they're in pain or afraid and feel threatened or need to show us something in our environment to model something for us. And here, I'm not referring, when I say bites, to those little love nibbles where our dogs and other pets can feel so close to us at times that they treat us as kin and nibble us gently, or to what the vet is gentle. So domesticated dogs generally only actively bite if they are in pain or are afraid and feel threatened or need to show us something, and we understand that. And we do not blame the dog. And we are able to separate the action, abiding, from the glorious being themselves, the sweet, magnificent dog. And we know that in order to help the dog that is afraid or in pain, we need to bring in our understanding. They need to feel safe and cared for and understood, and they need to feel well. And we might think, okay, the dogs are animals. What about humans? We all know better. Well, really? The same can be true for humans. If someone errs or makes a misstep or acts out inappropriately, there is some reason for that. I'm not saying the action is okay, but we separate the action from the person. And we realize that the person was injured or afraid or misinformed something. And we know that to judge them or cast them off or reject them does not help them heal. Now, I am not suggesting that we need to mix it up with those who misbehave or that we ever need to put ourselves in what we would consider to be harm's way. But nor do we need to carry enmity or hostility towards others. That doesn't help anything. If we can at least separate the action, which we may disagree with, from the person, that's a good start. And truly, and on the whole, I see us getting better and better and better at that. And tapping into our hearts to know and to understand that for those that are feeling safe and well and courageous and 100% not worried for themselves or their loved ones and are fully self-actualized, they tend not to err, not to misbehave. And with that understanding, we root for all of us to return to that state of feeling well and safe and courageous and completely not worried for themselves or their loved ones and fully self-actualized. We all want to be there. And we see and we reconnect with the potential of restoring the original virtue of all, knowing that as we each ascend to better places, the mistakes lessen dramatically, and we root for each other to improve. And so I do see that we are getting so much better at forgiving others bit by bit, and yet sometimes forgiving ourselves remains a hurdle. But if we can remember that just as others only misbehave if they are wounded or worried or fearful or undeveloped or feel threatened in some way, wouldn't the same be true for us? I imagine that we could have a variety of things that we might need to forgive ourselves for from current times or from times past. So often we're disappointed in ourselves for something we did do or something we failed to do. Perhaps we said or did something we wish we hadn't, which can cause guilt and shame, or perhaps we had said or did something, but usually out of fear, we wish we had said something or did something, but we didn't. You know, usually out of fear, which can cause regrets. But it does not help us to hold on to the pain of our errors. The wisdom that results, yes, we can hold on to the wisdom that we now have. To have shame for something we have experienced is to hang our head and to hide our face from the light, but to hide our face from our higher selves and from the divine is to attempt to hide from where all is known about us anyway. The source knows who we are. Thank you, Paul. So that knowledge and the insight that we now have, that whatever we did or feel we failed to do did not feel good, did not feel right, and we can accept that as a key learning, supporting us in not mistaking the same mistake again. So the value of the errors we make is they teach us. It's just like we might often have realized when we were building something or making something, gosh, I don't know, food or crafts, whatever it is, growing something with our business or a garden. We often realize through the process that the mistakes were our best teachers. And in those cases, we tend not to hold on to the aggravation or embarrassment or whatever of the error. We just keep the learning, the teaching, and we move on. So could we do that with those things that we still struggle to forgive ourselves for? Just keep the learning and move on? I know that's tougher, especially if it involved others. I understand. But unless we feel we can go back in time and undo our error, unless we can time travel and change things, then perhaps we can focus on the gifts and the abilities we do have now. And one ability we have is that of hindsight, the ability to look at a situation and say, I wish I had done better. And when we truly mean that, we have learned. We've learned something invaluable. We can then use our abilities of conscious foresight to support us in protecting us from committing a similar error. Our wisdom and awareness can guard us against committing a similar mistake. So as we learn a lesson, we truly create ourselves anew. And we offer ourselves as a higher version of ourselves as we move forward in life. There is much really to be grateful for there if we truly have turned the corner. The learning that changed us for the better. Each part of our journey has the potential to contribute to the majesty of who we are, so we can honor our endeavors and realize that when we erred, we did the best we could at that time, given our level of consciousness at that time. What if the moment we made the mistake was a key moment for the whole of our beingness? In order to understand something, and in order for it to seep deeply enough within us that we would never do it again, that is an eternal learning, which now becomes part of our deep living wisdom. And how wonderful to recognize our progress. We have learned and we have grown, and we would never make that same mistake again. So, as much as possible, if we can recognize the learning that occurred and keep that, keep the wisdom, and at the same time, and as much as possible, let go of the pain, let go of the guilt and regret, which really does just hold us back, no amount of guilt alone will ever undo what has been done. And I say this in support, as always, let us please understand that no amount of guilt alone will ever undo what has been done. To actively live with guilt is to exhaust our present moments being plagued and beleaguered over what has already transpired. So what can we do? What is the best way forward? You know, once more, recognizing perhaps the helpful aspects of the experience, the lessons we learned, the wisdom, and letting go of the unhelpful aspects, the pain of guilt or regret. See, when we do not accept ourselves, I want to share something here. The reason we do not feel good is because our negative thoughts of ourselves are in opposition to what our higher self, our true being, knows to be true, that we are already forgiven. And we are feeling, when we don't feel good about ourselves, we're feeling that resistance, that dissension between our conscious selves and our higher selves. That dissension where we do not forgive, yet our higher self with higher sight understands the struggle of being human and can see what we cannot and has already forgiven. So any negative thoughts of ourselves are going to be uncomfortable because they are in opposition to what our higher self, our true being, knows to be true, and that is that we are forgivable, we are acceptable, that we are actually cherished exactly as we are. We can open our hearts to that knowing that we are cherished. Very few humans are without errors. This is considered one of the toughest schools out there. It's just tough here, and this is understood. And this, of course, is not about burying guilt or regret. you know, once more, uncomfortable emotions I've talked about before are designed to get our attention. For us to realize that if we're uncomfortable, there's something that's unfinished. Something here we have not appropriately dealt with. Something we have not let go. There's an opportunity here for our healing. Our abilities to think of and consider the past were not designed to torment us or persecute us, but to inspire us to contemplate what is the best way forward. When all ultimately have higher sight, the importance of all of our experiences can be seen and understood. And in the meantime, trusting that this is true can help us along our path and help us move forward. And so the same understanding and compassion we are getting so much better at extending to others when they err, could we consider extending that same understanding and compassion to ourselves? So when we can face our mistakes with wisdom and knowing that we have gained wisdom and we carry that resonance with us, that resonance can emanate to others. We do not even have to say anything. And I've talked more about forgiveness and self-forgiveness on the April episode of this show, including what that can mean to others as a benefit to them when we carry the resonance of learning from our mistakes. If you want to go back to the April episode to listen or re-listen to that, it's on the archives for this show. And I also shared additional insights as well as several natural therapeutic options on that episode for forgiveness and self-forgiveness, just a few of which I'll reiterate today. So that episode could be found on the HealthyLife.net website under the archives for this show if you're interested. But continuing on for today. So remembering that self-forgiveness is of vital importance. It's not about dredging up old stuff. It's not about belaboring anything. It is, though, about understanding and acceptance. And then transcendence of any remaining unhelpful aspects. And we do not want to fight with unhelpful things or with toxins of any kind, whether that be guilt or thoughts of low esteem, because the present, the guilt and low esteem are us, and fighting with them is fighting with an aspect of us. Fighting brings dissociative vibes, and so could we consider looking at them, at us, with a gentle eye, an eye of understanding, a heart of compassion? And I do mean here compassion for ourselves, yes. See, we have the option to shine light onto distressing memories and thoughts and merge our, I'll say, unhelpful mental toxins or emotional pressures into sacred light. Light that is accepting, light that is forgiving. Light can bring understanding. Light can bring knowledge. Light can bring reconciliation. We can choose to forgive ourselves. It is a choice. We have the self-authority to release ourselves from unforgiveness. We can each choose to align ourselves through the forgiveness of ourselves, or at least we can choose to be open to begin with finally forgiving ourselves. Just opening that door or crack starts the process. We can choose to be free of guilt and regret of mistakes and just retain something much better, and that is the wisdom of having experienced them. And we are fully supported and finally moving past those things that are holding us back. And we can do this with and under grace. Know in your heart that we were all born to embody grace, including for ourselves. And the more comfortable we are with ourselves, the more comfortable others will be with us. And we can really let our benevolence and our gifts shine. The better off we are, the more accepting we are, including of ourselves, the more whole we are, the more blessed we are, and the more we benefit all. And although we are supported in this process, many things, including self-forgiveness, cannot be done entirely for us. We can get help. We can be supported. We can call in sacred assistance, definitely. And we can ask, in the highest good of all, let me move past the limitations I've placed on myself. Help me move beyond the self-imposed ceiling I've created because of my guilt or regret. And, of course, each in our own words, whatever feels right to you. But please note here that we need to be the ones to initiate the healing. we need to decide we are ready to let things go. It is not at all selfish to want to forgive ourselves, to want to move on. Actually, it might be a bit too narrowly focused not to forgive ourselves. Because in order to make the best contributions that we can, including how we affect others and how well we can help others, it's best when we're free of our burdens. When we carry condemnation of ourselves, that can affect, in some way, every relationship and even every interaction we ever have. It's true. So forgiving ourselves is an important investment in order to contribute in the highest way we were meant to. What if we are holding ourselves back from our destiny by not forgiving ourselves? What if we could do and be so much more if we would only just forgive? We can all choose to be a first-rate version of ourselves now and going forward, which is more important than yesterday. What's more important than the past is now. And we can choose to clean the mirror so we can all see our true reflection, and we can choose to see all clearly, all of us in our true worth. You know, beautiful feathers of peacocks are partially made by their ingestion and digestion of thorns. And so as we encounter our own challenges and hardships, whether that be mistakes we've made or all manner of trials and tribulations, we have the opportunity to rise above. We can give ourselves permission to rise, to drop the burdens, keep our experience and our wisdom, and become something so much more beautiful, a being that illuminates with new possibilities, a being that accepts themselves and their true worth, the true worth that is instilled in all of us. And let's take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way than spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to our show, Secrets of Sacred Healing. I'm Barbara Starflower, and today we've been discussing realigning to our true worth. And prior to the break, we were talking about self-forgiveness, and that a lack of self-forgiveness is a key barrier for so many in accepting their true worth. And there is much more that can be said about self-forgiveness, but let's move on for today, knowing that there is an episode dedicated to forgiveness in the archives of this show on the HealthyLife.net website, if you want to go back and give that a listen. So, for so many as well, the gap between our true worth and what we think is our worth is pretty large. It's pretty cavernous. For so many, the space between how we think of ourselves and how the divine sees us is quite large. And so, as we talk also about recognizing and reclaiming our worth, self-acceptance and self-appreciation are important. And there are different types of acceptance. I know, for example, that some do not accept some part of their physicality. And to that, I would offer first that everything is truly beautiful in higher sight. And for you to consider, if you wish, the possibility that perhaps at a higher level you opted something for a higher reason. Perhaps we can just be open to the idea that perhaps there's a good reason. Perhaps for wisdom or for the experience or to inspire something. Perhaps we can be open to the idea that there's some benefit to whatever it is we don't like about ourselves and do the best we can from there. You know, there are a few things about myself, my physicality, that I have not liked, but I'm learning to love and accept my physicality. And I encourage myself with the notion that on the higher level, I chose this visage and this carriage and these experiences for some reason, and I trust that. Now, if something within us, let's say our physicality, has changed to what we would consider to be our detriment or our marring in some way, due to, let's just say toxins or pathogens we were exposed to or something in that realm, we can look to change it. We do have far more ability than I think we have historically given ourselves credit for. We have the ability to free ourselves of things we've taken on. We are far more fluid than we perhaps once thought, which is a topic unto itself. I've talked about a little bit before and can again at some point. But for today, with regard to the gap between how we see ourselves and our true worth, many are honestly content to just limit themselves, which, honoring their sovereignty, is of course their choice. But we are holding ourselves back from all we can do and be by not at least attempting to consent to the possibility that we are perhaps greater than we have given ourselves credit for. And this is not about ego, but it is about divine esteem, recognizing that we are, and everyone is, an aspect of the divine. We are miraculous projections into the world, expressing ourselves in material form. And then there are many that are not happy with some aspect of their personality. That we can also change. We can envision a highest version of some attribute, or if we think of someone we admire, perhaps that we have high regard for, perhaps someone we know or know of, or even a saint or an illumined master, and think of their good qualities, we can, being ourselves and honoring our own ways, bring those attributes into our own way of being. It is lovely to recognize and to want to bring in and nurture within ourselves some of the good qualities we admire in others, and there can be a lot of benefit in doing that as long as we also stay true to ourselves, not trying to be someone we're not, but remaining authentic within ourselves. And if we do realize that perhaps we are hesitating to embrace our true and divine worth, maybe thinking, well, who am I? The good news is that awareness is a key step on the road to reclaiming our true worth. And here I would like to encourage that we remember our higher qualities and aspects, and to acknowledge those aspects of ourselves, and allow our higher qualities to come more to the forefront, to be a part of our everyday, and recognize where we already agree to where we do have merit, and build on that. For example, how about our good care of animals? That is a very high quality that we can give ourselves credit for. Often underestimated by us, and it's important in its importance, but not underestimated by the universe. Quality care of animals, high quality care, that alone is a high mark of merit. And our care of the environment, also a very high call. Or how about all the times that we're considerate of others or kind? Those are both higher qualities. And we can extend kindness and consideration across many scenarios, both are free, and both count in the most important of ways. So please, if you do not mind the encouragement here, please notice when you are kind to others and let that inspire you to also be kind to yourself. To be kind and gentle with ourselves, to be kind to our pesky voice that sometimes puts us down. Gently listen with kindness, not acquiescing, not agreeing, just kindness. And if or when we have those negative thoughts of ourselves, if we can treat our thoughts with kindness as well, they tend to soften, they tend to ease. And as we are honest and in coherence with ourselves and aware and patient and kind to ourselves and to that pesky little voice in our head, at some point something starts to change within us. Our inner being returns to take center stage and affirms that we do have merit and that we are worthy. I think we know that self-judgment blocks our forward progress. And if we want to progress, then kindness and gentleness towards ourselves is a good step. Kindness toward ourselves can bring understanding. Kindness toward ourselves can allow openings for higher perspectives. Kindness is sacred, and everyone benefits whenever kindness is generated. So, can we give ourselves credit for those and our other good qualities? Not from an ego perspective and not from a hey, look at me standpoint, but to help us see and remember who we truly are. When we think small about ourselves, if we can remember the good things we do and are and focus on our strengths then tend to grow, and that can help us reclaim our true worth. And while it is up to each of us to do this, we can help others to a degree by highlighting their good qualities in them. At any age, really, by thanking them, for example, when they are kind or considerate towards others, that tends to strengthen those qualities in them and can help them to see the light in themselves. And then this, too, is or becomes yet another higher quality within us, the important and sincere quality of pointing out and highlighting the good in others. Now, once more, reclaiming our true worth is not about ego. It's actually the opposite. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and find bookstores everywhere, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com. Remember, health for a positive life. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about reclaiming our true worth. And prior to the break, I was saying that reclaiming our true worth is not about ego. It is actually the opposite. In not reclaiming our true worth is a form of resistance. It's a defense mechanism of our ego. Not accepting our true worth is a blocking stemming from our ego. It may seem the opposite, but no. Low self-worth is actually an ego construct. And we use up so much energy in resistance. Resistance to our greater good, resistance to who we truly are, resistance to flow. A feeling of unworthiness actually saps our energy and our potential. We are really needed at this time to step into our higher nature and contribute at the highest level. To agree to step up and offer all that we can to the world if we will just free ourselves from that which holds us back. And when we realign to our true worth, to who we truly are, we also drop blame. We take self-responsibility, and that clearly aligns with our true worth. As we realize and acknowledge and remember who we truly are, that we are an aspect of the Creator in form, that we are the creator of our experiences, then harmony and peace result, which can positively impact so many. We can open our hearts to the knowing that there can be so much more if we just open to our highest worth. So it's not about ego as we align to our highest worth. It's not about push and shove. It is about recognition of our worth. It is a gentle confidence, a reassurance, a knowing that we and all are so much more. When we value ourselves and stand in our true divine worth, we naturally comfort others with our energy, and we are more open and friendly, and there's a comfortable reassurance that emanates from us. And when we stand in our worth, we give energetic encouragement for others to do the same. And not only is it worth it to rely to our true worth for the positive impact it can have on others, but also, of course, to ourselves. When we are in our true worth, we tend to anticipate success in all things, and we resonate with that, and we draw that to us. So whatever we are being tough on ourselves about, those things that cause resistance to our acceptance of our true worth, instead of fixating on our flaws, we can recognize and nurture our good qualities and allow them to flourish. And it's not about comparison with others. It's just what is best for each of us. We each do things well. Perhaps we motivate others or giving guidance or encouragement, or we're patient with others or accepting, or we're good at building or fixing things or art or music, or we're good at resolving challenges, or perhaps with wise and fair arbitration. Perhaps we're generous. Perhaps we're appreciative and grateful. Perhaps we're conserving resources, or noticing anything good about ourselves can help us reclaim our true worth. And I would like to thank the Illumined Resource Resonances that shared. As we receive ourselves in our highest worth, as we lift our light to be seen, we align to and realize our highest gifts in service, our gifts that may be shared, and we accept ourselves in our divine plan, and we sing our true song. We each come with so many gifts. We each can contribute in wonderful ways, and listening to and following our hearts as to what resonates with us is important. Please do consider your good qualities, if you don't mind the encouragement, and recognize that goodness is expressing through you. those wonderful qualities that you have are expressing as you. Please consider aligning with that wonderfulness that is you and radiate with that which you know to be worthwhile. And in doing so, we really do step up to a higher level. And when we are tough on ourselves, we can take solace in knowing that there are higher aspects to ourselves, those that have a more accurate perspective as to why things happen as they do, and someday that will too become part of our awareness. And when we can remember that we are living our journey of self-discovery and self-mastery, our journey that is calibrated to bring us to our highest potential, what we think are often mistakes can often be very necessary parts of the journey. And again, what matters more than what we did in the past is what we do now. We are cherished regardless, and we can tune into our blueprint of true worth. We can answer our own call to rise and accept and align with our highest nature. And we can always call on grace to assist us, just saying in our own words, I call under grace for help in realizing my true worth. If we truly have a desire in our heart to evolve, just saying those words or something similar will set the process in motion as long as we are also taking personal responsibility. And I should add that if we are asking from the space of our mind for sacred assistance, that request will indeed be heard, especially if we say it out loud, but the call is much louder, much more clear when the call comes from our heart. So we can tap into our heart. I've said this before, putting a hand or both hands on your heart can help. We can tap into our heart and call for help, and to call for help, to be kinder and more accepting of ourselves, and of course, of others. And we can call on our angel to overlight us, to help us see and recognize our good qualities, to help us open our hearts and be kind to ourselves, and to know in our hearts that we are worthy. And we can imagine a platform above us, one of higher worth, and imagine ourselves stepping up onto it and letting sacred light shine on us. I also like to bring in higher love and send love out. Inhale and exhale love to and from my heart, even in and out of my pores. And my magnificent sister told me she likes to surround herself in love. That also feels wonderful. So we've been sharing ideas and inspirations here today first because as we change things at higher levels, including spiritually and mentally, emotionally, our needs for supplemental help at the physical level can lessen. Still, there are physical things that can support us in realigning to our true worth. And I talked about one of the biggest blocks to realign to our true worth is lack of self-forgiveness, and there are two key herbs that are absolute stars in helping us to forgive ourselves and let go of guilt and regret. The first is the herb milk thistle, and that's the genus Psyllobium marianum. Now, milk thistle is a key plant for forgiveness, especially for forgiving ourselves. And to work with milk thistle, we use the seeds. You can make a tea or use a tincture. And with milk thistle, it's as though a higher aspect of ourselves becomes more prevalent. Our highest aspect is more aware of that higher picture, more understanding, and more forgiving. So milk thistle is a top choice for self-forgiveness. And let's put in another quick break, but we'll be right back.
As an accomplished speaker, college professor, holistic educator, Barbara Starflower knows how to use food, herbs, and flowers as restorative, botanical, and energetic therapies. Why not explore this at your next online or in-person group venue? Or how about a talk on cooperative and ecological cultivation, or even how to plant nourishing, reliable harvests on your own land? And much more. Get Barbara to speak at your event. It's easy. Just email grace@barbarastarflower.com. That's grace@barbarastarflower.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Your destination for healing with flowers should be BarbaraStarflower.com. There's so much information for natural healing, cooperating with nature, and other fun topics. Barbara is an ambassador for the earth and for nature, a longtime ecological grower, and an advocate for natural healing methods. So you'll learn from the best when you visit BarbaraStarflower.com. With microblogs, book excerpts, and advanced information on her upcoming books and courses, you won't want to miss her website, BarbaraStarflower.com.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Trees are sentient beings that deserve our love and respect. They help us in so many ways. Just 1 acre of forest absorbs 6 tons of carbon dioxide and produces 4 tons of oxygen, so we can breathe easier and help the planet at the same time. Property values increase with trees as much as 20%. Placed properly, trees reduce your air conditioning and heating bills, improve water quality, and stop chemicals from entering waterways. Trees help people, animals, water, land, and air. So the next time you see a tree, say thank you and take care of them. They're in your corner.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. Today we've been talking about reclaiming our true worth. And another very special plant that can be almost priceless in helping us transcend guilt and regret is hyssop. That's H-Y-S-S-O-P, hyssop. Hyssop can really help us loosen the blocks we have, even the deepest of the blocks we have, to finally letting go of feelings of guilt and regret. And hyssop can help us understand and have compassion for our errors. Hyssop can help us release the resistance we have towards forgiving ourselves, and this can reach way back into past times. From Psalm 51:7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean, wash me and I will be whiter than snow. So to work with hyssop, the leaves and flowers of hyssop can be enjoyed as a tea if it feels right to you. The blossoms are also edible. As always, it's totally up to you. Hyssop can also be worked with as aromatherapy. That's a great way to work with hyssop if you like. You can also use the flower essence, and just being in the presence of actual hyssop, just admiring the plant, can also confer benefits. Lemon balm can be very helpful in helping overcome feelings of unworthiness or dejection. And what else can be helpful? Pine. Pine can be helpful. Pinus sylvestris, or any of the pine species, really. Now, pine as aromatherapy is powerful and warrants respect, if I may encourage, in the sense of not using too much and not using it in long duration, or taking care with those that are especially sensitive, whether somebody's young or pregnant or nursing. As always, though, it's up to you. You know yourself and your situation, your loved ones best. I don't want to directly advise nor limit anybody. But pine is very helpful. Just, you know, in addition to pine as aromatherapy, you know, really a gentle way to do that is to walk amongst pine trees. And all pine trees can be helpful. It can be about dissolving negative self-image, replacing guilt with self-acceptance, increasing our self-positivity and self-confidence. That can all come with being around pine. And, you know, all evergreens can be helpful. Juniper, yew, so many others. Pine can be used as a flower essence. That's a terrific way to work with pine. Another key aromatherapy for realigning to our true worth is rosemary. And we often talk about rosemary as being an herb or a scent of remembrance. That is to say, of improving our memory, and that's true. And as that relates to realigning to our true worth, rosemary can help us to remember who we truly are and remembering our true path. And rosemary is also powerful, so, you know, I respect everyone's autonomy and authority to make your own decisions for you and others, just perhaps a little care there. And rosemary is also clarifying, helping us to remove doubts and restore our true identity and restore our true worth. Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, very helpful, can help us restore clarity and confidence. Coriander, now coriander is the seed of cilantro.
that can help us alleviate self-doubt, reinstate, I'll say, stability in living who we truly are. And, of course, we can also cook with these, right? Rosemary, thyme, coriander, we can do that. Another aroma that's extremely helpful is frankincense. And frankincense can be helpful and restorative on so many levels. It can help, I'll say, reinstate our higher awareness, our transcendent awareness of ourselves, of all things. And another key aroma, whenever we are working to elevate thoughts we have of ourselves, is rose. Being of angelic construction, roses can really bring about deep and true healing. The fragrance of roses is soothing, can help mend fractures in our psyche, including feelings of low self-worth. I like to work with rose water as an affordable way to work with the aroma of real rose. Just being in the presence of roses can be quite healing. All colors can be helpful. With that said, pink roses are especially supportive and comforting, and white roses broadcast purity and mercy, and so all roses can be helpful, really. And all the rose family members, so apricots, cherries, almonds, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, peaches and plums, apples and crabberries, apples and crab apples, hawthorns, I'm probably forgetting some. Each of these being, you know, just gazing at these flowers can also be very, very helpful, especially crab apple blossoms. And you can also work with the flower essences, rose and crab apple flower essences, each and both can be incredibly beneficial as well. And another highly beneficial flower just to admire, just to be in the presence of while we're rebuilding our self-worth is peony. And peonies can help encourage self-appreciation, self-compassion, self-forgiveness. And light-colored peonies, including the white shades of pink, you know, light pink especially, lilac, they emit a gentle resonance that can really prompt us to give ourselves a break. And another flower never to be underestimated is dandelion. What an incredible plant and another absolute star in helping us to realign to our true worth. Whether we eat the greens, the leaves, or the flowers, or make a tea from the leaves or the roots, whatever feels right, if any, to you, dandelion can really help us to reestablish our sense of true worth. And just admiring dandelions can help also confer great benefits. Really, dandelion is a remarkable plant to be truly treasured. And the plant ironweed of the Vernonia genus offers many delightful benefits just by being in our presence, you know, including helping us feel more grounded and connected to the earth, and then helping increase our sense of safety, inner strength, stability. And as it relates more specifically to our topic today, ironweed can help reawaken our sense of inherent nobility, helping restore the sensations that we are capable and we are worthy. And then chicory also offers several benefits just by being near her, standing in her midst, admiring her flowers, including encouraging us to recall the internal worthiness of ourselves. Two additional flowers that can help reinstate our sense of true worth are Virgin's Bower, and that's Clematis virginiana, and pansies, such as Viola Whitrockiana or wild pansies, also known as Heartsease or Johnny Jump Up, and those are Viola tricolor. And then there are several additional flower essences that can be helpful, including Royal Lupine and Serrato. And then both allspice and ginger, both as foods or spices as well as flower essences, can be very helpful. And allspice comes from the berries of a tropical plant, Tamenda dioica, the Jamaican allspice tree. The acupressure point, lung one, can be supportive of improving self-worth. And let's put another break. We'll be right back. Please do join us after this quick break.
Thank you.
The old adage, smell the roses, still applies, but now with Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers, it takes this adage to a whole new level. It gives you ancient, natural healing methods using the unique properties of over 70 different flowers. We're talking healing on a mind, body, emotional, and spiritual level. All in one book, all for you. It even has pictures. This is a great reference book to be used over and over again. Buy The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
It's time to transcend your personal struggles and reach your highest potential. So take control of your healing process, but you don't have to do it alone. Flowers can help. Get the information you need to heal on a mind, body, spirit level from Barbara Starflower's book, The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers. Filled with beautiful photos, knowledge, and wisdom, you'll not only be able to heal yourself, but others. Get your copy of The Sacred Healing Alchemy of Flowers now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere. Or visit BarbaraStarflower.com.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
Welcome back to our show. So, as we continue on the journey of our lives, including of endeavoring to reinstate our true sacred worth. I know, it can be challenging at times to accept ourselves and to remember our higher aspects, and to remember that we are magical projections into the world. But when we do accept our true worth, and we achieve that very significant rite of passage, everything starts to slot into place. Being in accord with our true worth, with our reinstated worthiness, our gifts flourish and our blessings flow, and we contribute to the highest good of all in even more miraculous ways. So thank you for joining us today. Please do join us on the next episode of Secrets of Sacred Healing, third Wednesday of each month, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I wish you joy and continued blessings in the restoration of your highest nature and on your journey of exceptional well-being.